Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Bell Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessing. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries. Your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
We'll begin again at Matthew chapter 6. And in the prayer, Jesus is praying. And you would begin the prayer at the ninth verse. But verse 11 says, "Give us this day our daily bread," but here it is, verse 12, "and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." Now, one of the things that I want you to know, first of all, about forgiveness is that, first of all, forgiveness is a right. Because Jesus is teaching the disciples to pray. In verse 11, he says, give us this day our daily bread. We're clear about daily bread, meaning everything that we need to sustain life, everything to live healthy, holy lives is included in the daily bread. So when we're asking God to give us our daily bread, that means everything sufficient to live life healthy and holy. Amen. All right, so understanding that, it then connects with verse 12. The first word is a conjunction in the word "and," which is the hinge that holds it and opens or swings the door. "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." Now, first of all, it's a right because Jesus said we have a right to ask the Father to forgive us every day. Every day. And that's a wonderful thing. Because how many of us sin every day? All right, those of you who didn't raise your hand, let me help you understand. You sin every day. You either do it knowingly or unknowingly. You either commit it by act of will or volition or unconsciously. But we sin every day. See, until we come into the fullness of the knowledge, we sin against the word, the will, and the way of God without even knowing it. We'll do things that may be socially acceptable, but biblically incorrect. And so we're sinning against God without even knowing we're sinning against God because we don't have that knowledge, which is why the Bible says, "My people perish for a lack of knowledge." And so society might say it's right, but if God says it's wrong, it's a sin. So that means then if you are at that point and at that place where you are a child of God and you're praying, you have a right to ask God to forgive you every day, just like you ask him to give you your daily bread. But now he says, as we forgive our debtors. Now this word as helps us to understand now that along with the right is connected a responsibility. So now the responsibility is, as I have a right to ask God to forgive me, I also have a responsibility to forgive others. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. So that means the forgiveness. I have a right to forgiveness, but I also have a responsibility to give forgiveness. Now that's important, because what many of us don't have a problem with is asking God to forgive us. But our problem comes in when other folk ask us to forgive us. And then, you know, that's when we add in judgment, because we don't feel like you were sincere in asking me. You were laughing when you asked me to forgive you. You had a smile on your face. I didn't like your attitude. No, but here's what the Bible says. Forgive our debtors. That means they're indebted to us. They've sinned against us. They've missed us. So at this point, whether they've asked us or not, if they have sinned against us, if they owe us, they've indebted themselves to us by sinning against us, we have a responsibility to clear the debt from them. And guess when is the best time to do it? Daily. Don't get you a list and put people on your list. Oh, you on my list. You know, so and so, yeah, they're on my list. They're on my list. What list? See, because believers aren't to have a list, because all that does is lead you into wrong thinking, thus wrong actions, thus consequences that will come back and hurt you because you've kept a list. Listen, do you want God to keep a list of your stuff? No, every day you want to say, forgive us our debts. And Lord, as I keep this list about what others have done to me and said to me and hurt me and so forth. So, no. If God has to erase his list, then you have to erase your list. Daily. Daily. Listen, if you do not keep a list, you cannot harbor that stuff in your heart or your head. Do you know you got to keep up with stuff when folk do you wrong? You got to remember dates and times and places and situations and circumstances and so forth. And it takes work to hold stuff against folk. That's why folk look so mean and hateful when they hold stuff against folk, because they there trying to remember dates and times and issues. And they getting this stuff confused after a few days because all this is running together. I mean, it runs your blood pressure up. It messes with you physically. I'm serious about this. Because that's not something that we are supposed to do as believers. So listen at this. Jesus continues on with the prayer. But then as soon, immediately, as he ends the prayer in verse 13, in verse 14, he picks up this issue of forgiveness again. Look what he says in verse 14. He says, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. If you forgive men their trespasses, their sins, their abrasiveness, their mean words, everything that they've said that hurts you, if you forgive them their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Now, think about this. How many times in a day do you think you hurt the heart of God?
Right.
By either some things you've said, by either some things you've texted,
right,
by either some messages you've left, by either some thoughts you've thought, by either some deeds you've done, by even some principles you've broken. I mean, you can go on through the list. How many times do you think you've broken the heart of God in a day, hurt the heart of God in a day? And so he says, when you forgive men their trespasses, plural, your heavenly Father will forgive your trespasses, sins, faults, whatever you've done, just as well. So what is important is understanding how this process works. Because what it says is, once again, if you forgive men their trespasses. What does this mean? This means release forgiveness. If you forgive men their trespasses. That means I have the power to release or not release forgiveness. A man or woman is bound by my ability to release forgiveness to them or hold on to it and have ought against them. Now listen at this, because one of the things that I think you need to understand about this word is, when I release forgiveness, it sets me up to also be relieved. Now I want you to see this, because this relief works both in the forgiver and the forgiven's part. The person who releases forgiveness also receives a release, a relief from the release. In other words, many times the pressure that's on the inside of you is because of built up stuff that's not been released. And you go to the doctor sometime and he can't find nothing wrong with you, because it's a spiritual issue. You've got some stuff in your spirit man that's pent up and built up, and it's frustrating you and it's frustrating your spirit. And so until you release it, you can't get no relief from it. Something's wrong. You can't put your hands on it, but you're still holding on to the stuff that you need to let go. So here it says, if you release it, you will be relieved. Listen, because, and this is the part that you need to understand also, not only does your releasing of the sin that is against you blesses the person because they receive forgiveness, but it releases you, because now the storage that you held all that stuff in is now free and clear. Now you can put some good stuff where all that bad stuff was. Have some good thoughts where all those bad thoughts were. You can start thinking some things that are worthwhile, that are praiseworthy, that are God-worthy, than all of the issues that you had. Because listen to this, if you don't forgive folk, you don't think good of them. When you see them, it only takes that whatever it is that you've got on the inside of you and stirs it up. When you see them, eyes go to rolling. From a big, bright, beautiful eye to a little beady, shiny eyes, like if I could focus in right now and shoot you with my eyes. You know how they, all of that's in you. All that stuff's in you. And here's what you don't understand. If you don't release it, you keep reliving it over and over and over again. You just hear that name, make me sick. And then most times the stuff you hear about them, and you like wondering how they can go on with life and enjoy life, and you still suffering behind this pain that didn't cause you, et cetera, blah, 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 blah. And all of the stuff that you're holding on to is holding you in that place. Listen to this. Do you notice? I know this is going to blow your mind, but I want you to hear it. Everybody who has offended you don't know they've offended you. Everybody who's hurt you may not know the degree that they have hurt you. See, you have a responsible part in this as well. See, sometimes folk can hurt you, do you wrong, say some things to you, hurt your feelings, and may not be aware of it. That just may be them. But it's your responsibility to release that and get relief from that. And listen to this, because one of the things that's going to help you at this part is knowing that when you give up the right to hold on to the mess that holds you down, it can no longer hold you down. When you give up the right, listen at this well, to hold on to the stuff that holds you down, it no longer has the right to hold you down. So you free yourself immediately. So even before they ask for forgiveness, you can forgive them and release that from your heart. You know what? I'm not even going to hold that against them. You know, some of us, however we may deal with it or tend to view it, we deal with it, but nonetheless, we have to deal with it either in a correct or an incorrect manner. The correct manner is to say, God, I forgive this person for hurting me, or this person has offended me. God, I don't want to hold this in my heart. I forgive them. So you're releasing it. You get instant gratification because you're relieving the thing that's hurting you. Now, when you make it known to them, and if they ask for forgiveness, now then they will get the relief that comes from you releasing them. Yeah. I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't know I hurt you. That's right. I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't know that I said that upset you, whatever. So then you give them that right to also experience relief. All right? Now, listen. When you see that it's your right and responsibility to get and give forgiveness, then you move into the actual action of releasing forgiveness and experiencing relief, both from your own heart by getting rid of it, and secondly, on the heart, on the part of the person who hurt you, relieving their heart by knowing they've been forgiven. But something else goes on because he's still dealing with this same subject. So it's obviously not over. Look at what verse 15 says. Verse 15 says what? But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Now he flips the script. He said, let me say it another way. If you don't want to do it, if you don't want to release and get relief and give that person who has offended you relief, then let me show you what happens. Let me tell you how this goes. If you will not forgive men their trespasses, let me take it to another level, because one of the things that I neglected to say in the beginning is whatever you've got against anybody, you've always got a witness. In other words, God is in every place, beholding everything, listening to everything, knowing everything. So God is always on the side of right. Right. So it's always going to be a situation where the issue that comes against you, that offends you, that trespasses against you, that is indebted to you because of some hurt done to you, God is in observance of that. Because he's in observance of this, what he wants to see is your response to that. Your response to that. Now, why is this important? Because he's looking. And God is also judging. And see, listen at this. Vengeance belongs to who? God. He said he will do what? He will repay. So number one, whether that person ever says to me, I'm sorry for hurting you, whether they ever acknowledge that they've sinned against me or not, is on them. But for me to forgive them, whether they ask or not, because they've done something and it hurts my heart, and I know that I'm having pain or I'm suffering or dealing issues with that, it's real in me. I go to God and I forgive them. That means I release that. I give them forgiveness so that that is not upon my heart upon my mind and against me in judgment. So that means then, listen, this next part has to do with my response. Say response. But if ye forgive not men, this is your response now, your Father will not forgive your trespasses. Rewards. Now here's this, because this word reward means a recompense for worthy acts or retribution for wrong acts. So this word reward means this, positively or negatively, however you respond, God's going to reward you. He's either going to forgive you like you've forgiven them, or he's going to hold it against you like you're holding it against them. Now, if this don't help you, let me ask you this. If you think the times in a day that you have sinned against God, hurt God's heart, disturbed, depressed, well, not depressed God, but and somehow disappointed God, are more than the times that you've been hurt in a day or by a person and you won't forgive them, my question to you then, is it even equitable for you to hold one sin against that person when God has 100 against you? Now, I decide I'm not going to forgive that person for that one sin, just for this day. And in this one day, I've sinned 100 times against God. And so God says, I'm not going to forgive you for 100 of these sins, because it's this day that God's counting up the whole total sum of my sins. Give us this day. Forgive us our debt. Whatever that debt for the day is, 1,000, 1,100,000, what, it doesn't matter. But when I put this against what I have sinned or someone has sinned against me and I choose not to release that, does that make sense even in terms of equability? Equitability? No, it doesn't make sense. Because here's what you need to know, that the sin that someone has sinned against you doesn't even compare to the sins you've sinned against God. Amen. And if he's willing to forgive you of all of your sins, the thoughts, what you saw, what you heard, what you did, what you participated in, all of that stuff, if he was willing to forgive you for all of that, can't you forgive somebody for what they said or what they did to you? Yeah, but you don't know. No, and you don't know neither. Listen, Peter thought he had something going on. Matthew chapter 18, let's turn that right quick. Go there. He wants to tell the Lord, as the Lord deals with him on this issue. Listen, Lord, I got some issues here. 21st verse. He says, and I'm going to go through this right quickly because our time is approaching. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Then he throws up a spiritual number, till 7 times. Now he thought he's saying something spiritual, really holy. Got God. Yeah, woo, I'm on it now. The Lord responds to him, 22nd. Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. Now, Peter says 7 times. Jesus says 490 times. Peter said, I thought I was talking about something when I said 7. Here was Jesus' point. I want you to forgive so much till you forget count, that you don't even keep record on how many times you've forgiven. Listen again at this question. Listen. Then said Peter unto him, then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till 7 times. Now, again, he's making clear, Peter's not even talking about in one day. He's talking about a lifetime. Because you know how some of us, we act holier than thou, but you know we got the short list. We ain't got the 7. We got the 3 strikes. And yeah, All right, that's strike number two there. You ain't got but one more time. You know? Now, the Lord said, no, 490 times. Now, can you deal with somebody logically sinning again? You think it's a game then, right? Well, here it is. There are so many ways that folk offend us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But here is the point. We need to develop a spirit of forgiveness. See, all it really breaks down is to a spirit of forgiveness. We're not judges to see whether or not somebody is sincere or not. They ask for forgiveness, or if it hurts us in our heart, we just ought to have a spirit to say, Lord, I don't even want to receive this. You know, I forgive this person. I don't want to receive this pain, receive all of this bad stuff that's going on. I rebuke it. I'm not even going to hold this against them. I release them in Jesus' name and move on with your life. And the enemy can't hold you back with that. But a little bit of stuff can mess you up all day long. Somebody can call you on the phone, mess your day up with some stuff. Nah, you rebuke that foolishness. Go on about your business. You ain't even hearing that. You ain't even hearing that. Then when you learn how some folk are, you just look, hey, if you're calling about foolishness, I ain't even trying to hear this stuff there. No, wait, let me tell you, is it good? No, it's good, but no, I don't want to hear it. And if you do, listen, if you continue with this, I won't even receive these kind of comments. So much stuff happens in a day. You got to have a spirit of forgiveness, or it makes you bitter. Let's keep on down. I want to show you something. Jesus starts telling the man about a Lord who took account. He had one servant who owed him 10,000 talents. 10,000 talents. He called him and he said, listen, where's my money? And I'm paraphrasing so we can move through this, but I want you to see the point. The man says, Lord, I don't have the money. He said, well, listen, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to take your wife and your children. He says, and I'm going to throw you in prison. And because you don't have my money, the man fell down to the ground, started worshiping, begging him, please have patience with me. I'm going to get you all your money. So the Lord says, okay, I forgive you then. Go ahead. I forgive you. And he goes on. Now, 10,000 talents. 10,000 talents. Let's just round this off for simple understanding purposes and say $10,000. This man has been forgiven a debt of $10,000, and he finds a man who owes him 100 pence, 100 pennies, a dollar, for all practical purposes. Though back in that time, a penny was equal to a day's labor, so it would have been $100. But 100 pennies or a dollar.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Big brother. Really about my God, boy, I'm sliding like I'm Peter. 66 scriptures up in this clip, yeah, that's my heater. They can throw me in that furnace, bet I leave without a scratch. I won't bow to your calf, I'm the living Meshach and Abednego. Be not